My name is Jonah Fuchs. I'm 15 years old, and today is the 25th of November, 2018. And I'm speaking with Kaylee Garcia. She's my friend, and we're in Morro Bay, California right now. So Kaylee, can you tell me a little bit about your childhood? What were you like as a child?
My childhood was pretty normal, I think. I had two parents and a brother and a sister, so we're a pretty happy family, or still are a happy family. I shouldn't say we're, because
that's cool.
I'm still good.
Did you grow up here in Morro Bay?
Yeah, I grew. Well, I live in Los Osos, but I've lived there my whole life. So
okay.
Yeah.
Cool. Can you tell me about one or two people who have been the biggest influences in your life?
I think the two people I'm going to talk about, my parents. My mom always, like, they both love me, and my mom pushes me a lot to do, even if it's not sports, it's school, pushes me, helps me with school if I'm struggling, because she's been at school and she knows it's hard. And same with my dad. My dad really pushes me more with sports, because he's a very sports guy. He likes basketball a lot, and that's my favorite sport. I think he influenced me a lot to play that. So I think they both push me very hard at whatever I do, and they want me to do good. So.
That's cool. I heard you're on the varsity basketball team. How is it going there?
It's pretty good. I really like it. We have our first game on Tuesday, so.
Good luck then.
Yeah.
Are there any positive moments or memories from your life that you think shaped who you are today? Are there any negative events or memories that you think shaped who you are today?
Negative memories, I think when my dad's mom passed away a few years ago, it was really sad because she impacted me a lot. Like, she taught me to be strong because her husband left her, or she left him because he beat her a lot. So I think her leaving really showed strength, and learning, like, hearing that story really helped me gain, like, strength when times get tough. So I think that's really had an impact, but it was also very sad because I was really close to her. And positive moments, I'm going to say my sister's graduation last year, because she graduated from high school. She is always there for me. She teaches me a lot. I think her graduating shows success, because she hasn't always had the easiest time in school. Some subjects were hard for her, and her pushing through and being able to graduate is really, like, I'm proud of her.
And motivates you?
Yeah, motivates me to do good, even better than her, because competition's always there.
Yeah. I'm sorry to hear that about your grandma, though.
Yeah.
Okay, Kaylee, can you tell me one of your happiest memories, or two if you want to?
I think one of my happiest memories is when my whole family, all five of us, went to Disneyland for 5 days. Not that it was just Disneyland, because Disneyland's the happiest place on earth, but it was just, like, the family being together and on a vacation, like, having fun and relaxing. I think that was a big part of why it was one of my happiest moments. I'll think of another one.
Shoot. Yeah, that sounds really cool. That's cool. You have another one?
Yeah. One of the other happiest memories that happened in my lifetime, whatever, was being in sixth grade, playing with the sixth, seventh grade basketball team, and winning a championship against Laguna Middle School. Laguna, or Slo Region versus Morro Bay, has always been a big rival. So I think winning that championship, it was hard. It was definitely hard because they're a really good team. But us beating them showed that Los Osos or Morro Bay is better than Slo. So that was pretty, felt very accomplished after the game.
I bet. Can you tell me about the dumbest thing you ever did in your life?
I think this isn't the dumbest, I don't think, but one of the dumbest things I've ever done is when I was younger, I was really curious what would happen if you put your finger in a pencil sharpener. Yes, if you're listening to this, you might be laughing right now. So I was about 6 or 7. I was really curious. So it wasn't even an electric sharpener, like, oh yeah, it's just gonna do it by itself. No, it was a handheld one. I put on my finger and was like, I wonder what would happen. And I twisted, and so much skin came off of my finger. Because my finger is so small, it just, like, my whole finger was... Not my whole finger, but, like, the top of my finger was in there. And it just hurt so bad.
Oh, my and God.
I was looking back at it now, I'm like, why would you do that? You're so... Why? Like, it doesn't even make sense. So
yeah.
I think that's definitely one of the dumbest things I've ever done.
That sounds really painful. Did you get to the hospital for that?
No, we just cleaned it at home because it wasn't, like, a super big cut, but it was big enough where I just need a Band-Aid.
Yeah, I hope you don't do that anymore.
Yeah, I don't think I will.
So, Kaylee, the last question. How would you like to be remembered?
Oh, my gosh. I think I would... Not think. I would hope to be remembered as a genuinely nice and good person who would do something if you needed it to be done. Like, just a happy, positive person overall. What else? I'd also probably want to be remembered as a pretty successful person who always got their work done, no matter if it was someone else's work and I took credit for it, or if it was just, yeah.
Okay, Kaylee, something else?
Another thing I think I would want to be remembered by is how good advice I gave. A lot of my friends come to me now and they're like, what do I do if this happens? And it's just, I haven't experienced what they've asked, but it's kind of what I think what I would do. And I would just tell them that, and I think it would work for them. So I think that's another thing I'd want to be remembered by. And... hopefully, just gaining knowledge from doing cool things like going on adventures or going on a hike and something happens and I gain knowledge from it, or just having fun but also learning at the same time.
That's really cool, Kaylee. Thanks for the interview.
Yeah.